Well, ladies, before we get started on the way of the cross, someone twisted my arm, and I don't have my notes with me, but did you have a brief description on what Jesus Christ went through from a medical standpoint in his suffering and death? So if I do that for a moment or two before the Stations of the Cross, perhaps that will make these Stations of the Cross more fruitful. But crucifixion was the vilest form of execution and reserved for criminals of the worst kind, and Roman citizens were never crucified. And the preliminary to crucifixion was scourging. And scourging wasn't whipping. It was done with an instrument. It was a wooden stick with these leather straps attached to it. And at the end of each leather strap was metal hooks, metal staves, sheep bones. And they were fashioned in a sense to anchor into the skin. And this instrument was meant to be cast full force into someone's body. So it would anchor into the skin. And if you remember that movie, Passion of Christ, where one of the hooks got on the wood table, and then, and I think it wasn't intended this way, but it actually got on Jim Caviezel's skin and really tore his skin. But it was designed to rip ribbons of flesh out. The average crucifixion victim normally would be on the cross up to 3 days. And birds of air would... prey would land and pick at the skin, and dogs would jump up and grab a hunk. Insects. 3 days. But Jesus was scourged so severely that he lived 3 hours. He lost so much blood. He was scourged so severely, and his body was ripped to shreds so bad, Scripture says that it didn't even look human. The nail placement, they were expertly placed. Nails were not placed in the palms of the hand because if you hang a body, they would pull out. They were placed at the base of the hand where all the little wrist bones are. That will hold a body, but the median nerve runs right there. And that's why some crucifix have these two fingers inward, because then they would be paralyzed and contracted. Have you seen a crucifix like that? So that's the median nerve. Excruciating pain. And same thing with the feet. Those nails would have went through the ankle bones, bones of the feet, and the peroneal nerves. Now, in order to breathe normally, the main muscle for respiration is the diaphragm. It goes up and down. So when it goes down, it sucks air in. It creates a vacuum. And the intercostal muscles, those are the muscles between the ribs. We've all had ribs. And they contribute very little to respiration. They're very important when you're a marathon runner or an athlete, because what it does is it expands the rib cage this way, outwardly. So you can breathe in a little more and get a little more oxygen in. But to rely on that solely for respiration is very inefficient. But in order for the diaphragm, which goes up and down, to work efficiently, it needs gravity support. So when you're hanging on something, it doesn't work very well, and it's very difficult to breathe. So in order for Jesus to speak those seven phrases, he would have had to stand up on those nails, pull up on his body with his wrists, shooting searing bolts of pain through those nerves to his brain, just to say, "I thirst," ultimately for you. "Father, forgive them, They have no idea what they're doing. Behold your mother. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Father, forgive. Just think what Mary went through. I know that I just came back from the Holy Land, and a privilege for me to offer Mass in the tomb, a place of the where Jesus died, to bend over and see the place in this rotten, stinking, lousy cave Jesus was born in. People lived in caves in Bethlehem. There were some hoity-toity caves, but this one is only fit for animals. I mean, make no mistake about it. If Joseph had had money, he would have found a place to stay. Money talks. He didn't have anything. You go in this stable, this cave. And I bet there was manure on the floor of it too. All of Jesus' life was spent for us, culminating on these stations of the cross.